Ben Israel spoke about his Sefer Likutei Mara, which is the Sefer of Rabbi Israel, and speaking about the greatness of the Sefer, not Chas V'Sholom lauding, praising his own works, just speaking factually about the depth of the Sefer. It's important a person should know the value of this Sefer. Ben Israel said this Sefer, it would seem that any person could learn this Sefer in a superficial form, just above the surface. Some who are lamdim, who have a sharper mind, could go deeper into the Sefer. Some would delve still deeper, would look for the Seders. And it was said that a person cannot understand the Sefer Likutei Maran. The only one that could understand it is he who knows how to say it, not how to learn it, but how to teach the Sefer, to give a shiur in it, to read, to say the Sefer forwards and backwards. One who could say the Qur'an forwards and backwards, he is one that understands the Sefer. To say it forwards and backwards. Difficult point. Person says Ashrei backwards. Good, he knows the Ashrei by heart. What is the benefit of reading Ashrei backwards? Or saying the Qur'an backwards. Wouldn't we say that there is, you can learn the Sefer backwards, take the sentence and read it from the end to the beginning? What is the gain, the benefit of knowing the Sefer backwards? These are the words of Ibn Ezel. One who knows the Sefer forwards and backwards, that person understands the Sefer. There are many explanations what Ibn Ezel meant when the same person must know how to say the Qur'an forwards and backwards. One thing, very simply, it means, the Ben Israel himself explained once, that in a Torah, you have many different parts. Each Torah has a number of paragraphs, one following the other. Now, a person, in order to understand the Ben Israel's words, must see the connection between each paragraph. Sometimes you find that one paragraph seems not to relate to the one before it, or to that one which is three paragraphs before it. A person like that does not understand the words of Ibn Ezel. One that understands it shows is one that can understand, that can show the connection, relation between each paragraph. For example, the Torah has five paragraphs. He must be able to show how the second paragraph is directly connected, continuation of the first. How the third paragraph is a continuation of the second, and how it is also related to the first, and how it is also related to the combination of the first and the second. The fourth paragraph, he must show how it continues from the third, how it's related directly to the second, also to the first, also to the combination of the second and third, the first and second, the first and third, the first, second, and third. He must show how the entire Torah is completely interwoven, forwards and backwards. You're up to the fifth paragraph. You got to show you go back to the first, and you're still on the fifth. Going forward, you go backwards, and still you are advancing. You're going deeper. This is one explanation, what's meant by it. To show that a Torah is a continuity. It's continued and interwoven, a complex pattern that Ben Israel weaves in depth. And one who has a deep enough mind can see the connection of these his words. Also, forwards and backwards means a person who goes forwards means one who rises upwards, one who advances. He becomes greater in learning, greater in Torah, greater in Tefillah, greater in Avedas Hashem, in serving Hashem. Backwards means one who tries, he's advancing, he feels good, and suddenly he falls. He commits kind of a wrong, or he becomes lax. He misses the kavana in tefillah, or his bedidus is shortened. He finds he's becoming distant from Hashem. He's not as close as before. He finds that his enthusiasm, his islavus, the fire, the spark is going out, Chas V'Sholom. Both of these type of people need enlightenment from Ibn Ezel's Torah. The one that can tell, speak, say the Ibn Ezel's Torah forwards and backwards. Forwards means to reach those who are forward, those that are going way up. They're advancing very highly. They're davening and learning with fire. They're rising high. reach them and tell them, wait, Einar says, don't become too boastful. Don't become filled with a conceit, with a pride, because they'll be a very terrible fool. Know that as high as you think you've gone, you're still very tiny, very small. You have a lot more to go. Strive for much more advancement than this. Do not be satisfied with where you are right now. I know that you are still nothing. That's the tachlis of yediyah, of knowledge, is to realize that you know nothing. To those who have fallen, those who have gone backwards, Bein Azal teaches, you think you've gone backwards, you think you're further away from Hashem, you are now closer to Hashem. Your shechin is daka. Hashem is much closer to those who are heartbroken, who are fallen, who are shattered. Those are the ones with whose hearts are broken that Hashem is closest to. So the words of the Bein Azal are inspirational. They give new life, new hope. They tchias hamesim for those who seem to have died in the process of this battle against the Yitzhara. Person who can teach the Bein Azal's Torah, put the light on for those who have fallen, that person is able to learn the Bein Azal's words. This is the second interpretation of this. Of course, there are many more, many deeper ones, but suffice it to say, meanwhile, at least we understand a little what the Bein Azal said about learning the Torah forwards and backwards.